are Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
The battle of ACC quarterbacks resumes this weekend. This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. You may have noticed that Carolina's all-ACC quarterback of a year ago has fallen out of the Heisman Trophy watch and down the national statistics. It might not matter at this point to Drake May, who has led his team to UNC's best start, 4-0 in 26 years, and is listed as the third QB to be drafted by the NFL. The Tar Heels have strived for a more balanced attack this season and, for the most part, have gotten it. They are fourth in the ACC in total offense, third in passing, and ninth in rushing, among the 14 football-playing members. May's numbers are way down compared to his redshirt freshman year when he had 16 TD passes in the first four games compared to only five so far this fall. But he is completing 72.3% of his passes, second in the ACC behind Miami's Tyler Van Dyke at 75%. The U comes to town next week. The Heels do have the number two rusher in the conference, Omarion Hampton, at 96 yards per game with a second-best seven touchdowns. And they also have the best offensive and defensive efficiency ratings in years, fifth and third, respectively, in the ACC. So while winning is paramount, May remains one of the most heralded QBs in the country and certainly a future NFL fixture. Southern Cal's Caleb Williams, who has 21 touchdown passes in five games, all wins for the Trojans, is the odds-on favorite to become the second player ever to win consecutive Heisman trophies after Ohio State's Archie Griffin in 1974 and 75. May is actually locked in a close battle as the 2023 first-team All-ACC quarterback with Van Dyke and three other QB1s the Tar Heels will play this season. Syracuse's dual threat, Garrett Schrader, who is 43rd in the country in passing efficiency, Van Dyke, and Georgia Tech's Haynes King, who is number 23 in passing efficiency and 10th in passing yards with 1,488 and 11 TDs. The Tar Heels are being careful not to overlook Syracuse Saturday at 3:30 in Keenan Stadium, since Schrader has come on to also become the Orange's second leading rusher with 5.6 yards per carry and 340 net overall. He is a tremendous quarterback, says Kamen Rucker, who leads the Tar Heels in sacks and will be one of the defenders spying on Schrader. He makes plays with his arm as well as his legs. Having the responsibility to contain a scrambler like that, you've got to be hyper-aware of him and not lose contain. For the best balanced team in Mack Brown 2.0, winning no longer rests on May to outscore the opponents by himself. Good defense counts too. And over the next three home games, we'll see if it's good enough to go 7-0. This is Art Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.